following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, different now, are you all in checkerboard time again? Eureka's on the air, so come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin the feast of fun and song. Just see the difference Eureka makes and beat it right along.
Back in 1978, Big Fatty came to California. This is very hard for me to talk about, but I have to tell you. He came to California, and my family invited him over on my recommendation for a dinner because he was alone in California and he didn't have anywhere to go. And my mother had made this enormous, I mean, this huge dinner with the turkey. I mean, the whole, it was and the place setting, she used her best china. She was so proud and so, she wanted it to be so perfect. And he got very, very, Fatty came over and got very, very drunk. And in the middle of dinner, it was right between like the first course, the hors d'oeuvres and the main course. He dropped his pants and shit all over the turkey, right on the table. And from then on, I've just had a bone of content. There is nothing lovey. That's not true. He didn't take a dump on our turkey. I love Big Fatty, and Big Fatty loves me. And all the nonsense that goes back and forth between us is fun. It's just fun. Although I wouldn't put it past him to take a dump on my mother's turkey.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
I love Big Fatty, and Big Fatty loves me to take a dump on my mother's turkey.
Yes. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 46, 44. BFO for Thursday, the 27th of November, 2025. Y'all coming up on today. Stay with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and guess what? More voice letters. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, gluttons. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. And y'all, if you are in the U.S. of A., y'all, it's Tom Turkey Day. Yes, Big Fatty. And I know it's a day that people overeat. They stuff their pie holes with pie. Yes. By the way, y'all, yesterday was National Cake Day. Yes, Big Fatty, I had three. And y'all, it's also a day that Big Fatty likes to just take a moment and say, thank you to all of you. And, y'all, this is a labor of love. And, y'all, I can't do this without you. And I'm just so thankful that each and every one of you takes the time to make Big Fatty a part of your life and you a part of his. Yes, Big Fatty, we are so thankful.
It's your colon. I'm supposed to be wishing you a happy Thanksgiving, but you know what? F*** you. I don't feel like it. I'm sick and tired of all your crap. Literally. You could at least try to eat a balanced diet. Maybe some more fiber to lend a fella a hand, but no. You're too busy shoving turkey and stuffing down your pie hole to think of little old me stewing in your mess. Ugh. Wish yourself a happy Thanksgiving, motherfucker. I'm sick of your shit. Oh, God!
got more entries in the Win Bacon's Money contest. And y'all, just a reminder, entries are accepted through until midnight tonight, Thursday the 27th. You know, that's Eastern Standard Time. You know, that's the only time zone that matters. And y'all, even if I don't get to play your entries or talk about your entries on tomorrow's little show, I'll do my best. You can still enter, and I'll listen to them in advance to make sure they're in the pot to win the prize. But y'all, y'all, I don't know what's wrong with my throat. Big Fatty, it's not Papa's. No. It's y'all, our newest entries. Y'all, it's a voice letter from Gay Country West, not spelled C-U-N-T, and Tommy.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's your gay country boy, Wes.
And it's Tommy, apparently.
Apparently. And
according to the script, I'm Tommy.
And we wanted to call at you and give you the name of the one we think your AI people should be called. So, Tommy, I'll let you go first.
So, the woman who goes first, she's got that kind of like smooth NPR kind of voice, which gives me, I don't know, I immediately went with Amanda, or it kind of came out of nowhere, Charisse, like C-H-E-R-I-E-S or I-S-E. Yeah, Charisse. I don't know why that popped into my head immediately. For the guy, maybe because I'm just too podcast brained, and a lot of the podcast guys have like very gender ambiguous names. So Kelsey popped into my head.
So which one is which?
The man
is
Kelsey.
And the woman?
Charisse.
Oh, so Kelsey and Charisse. Oh,
yes.
Okay. So my names that I wanted to give them was Artemis and Ingrid.
Artemis is a woman's name.
Artemis can be a man's name.
The Greek goddess of the moon and the hunt.
Yeah, but when you see this big guy running across the field in the South, and he's like, hey, Art, what's up? Artemis.
I've lived in the South my entire life, and I've
Atlanta.
Never heard that.
It's different. So, my guess is...
Cousin fucking has a lot of vocabulary, huh?
So... Shut up. My guess, my names for the people are Artemis and Ingrid. So, love you, Big Fatty.
Love you, Fatty.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, gotcha, y'all. That, of course, is Gay Country Wes and Tommy. I'll be seeing them on a week from today at the Podcasters of America dinner at the Colonnade. Y'all, if you're going to be in Atlanta, come join us. Just let us know you're coming. And gentlemen, I have got you on the list to be entered into the contest, and we'll know who the winners are when you listen to Ruination, the Early Years, this Saturday morning. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, that is the theme music from the QCast Connecticut and QCast Connection with the Super B and Michael Cantaloupe. And y'all, I just saw that in my music, and I thought, well, you know, I'll play that to start off telling you about my day. Y'all, it was a lovely day. Y'all, I went over to Shady Pines on Tuesday evening. Y'all had barbecue ribs and a baked potato and some Brussels sprouts. Yes, we've had it tooting it up. And y'all, it was absolutely delicious and huge. Brought half of it home with me. And y'all, I got home, and y'all, I am convinced. I am convinced somebody working at the Jeopardy listens or is influenced by the BFO. Just listen to what was on the Two I Say Tuesday night little show.
Animals of Zootopia 2000.
Here's Jason Bateman.
In Zootopia 2, we meet Nibbles Maplestick, the beaver.
Known as ecosystem engineers, beavers can alter their environments by building dams, canals, and these dome-shaped dwellings that can be up to 16 feet tall. Those are beaver lodges. What are lodges?
So y'all, they've got contestants from Woodhaven, and they're talking about Miss Beaver's lodge. How do they not know that Miss Beaver had a lodge? Y'all, it's crazy. It's just crazy, if you ask me. Yes, we're pretty crazy. And y'all, then of course, the highlight of the evening was the dancing. Y'all, it was an absolute spectacle. I mean, it was spectacular. Y'all, it was 3 hours, and each of the five couples in the finals had to do three dances. The first one was a dance chosen by the judges, the Gigi's, that they had not done so far in the season. And then the second one was, they called it a quick dance or something like that. Y'all, they had previously chosen which style of dance they were going to do, and they revealed it to them, and they revealed the music, and then they had to run over and pick a costume to wear and then come back. They had 5 minutes, to get it all together. Now, they knew of the four dances that were possible. They knew what those four were, but they didn't know which four there were. Y'all, every one of them was absolutely spectacular. And then they had, the freestyle dance at the end, where all rules are out the window. And y'all, they made productions out of all of them. They had 10 or 12 backup dancers for each one of them. And y'all, the celebrities, they were in lockstep, and y'all, they didn't miss a beat. And y'all, I don't want to spoil it if you don't know who won, but maybe I'll spoil it on Tamari's little show. But y'all, I would have been happy with any of them. But y'all, I predicted the order in which they would be named. They went from fifth to first, and y'all, it was just a grand evening. And y'all, they had so many millions of votes for the thing. So y'all, it was lovely. Y'all slept like a baby, got up on hump day morning, had my breakfast, read the paper, did my puzzles, had my coffee, and then I was off. I was off from the morning nipple walk. Did Fat Acres, did the Big Circle, and y'all, then I came back here to the villa, and I was off to plant my new little tree. Y'all, I had to dig up the old dead one. And y'all, it just wasn't coming up. It wasn't alive above the ground, but it sure wasn't dead down below. It was just, it was on fire. It was on fire, I tell you. And, y'all, I got it in and got the chroma lights on it. Y'all, I'm very happy with the way it looks. And y'all, then I got me a shirt and I laid down for a little nip and nap. And y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy!
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Freddy. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Freddy.
Do you know if you have good health insurance, good prescription insurance? It's cheaper to get acid reflux pills from your pharmacy than it is to buy them over the counter. So I pay $24.54 for 90 40 milligram capsules. If I bought 90 at the over the counter, whatever brand, how much would that cost me? Because the little bottles come with, like, I don't know what, 12 or 17, some weird number, and they're like $17, if not more. Anyway, that's not what I'm calling about. That's my thyroid med. My thyroid med is $5.90. The actual price out of pocket would be $50.89, which I would like all that money back from when I used to get my thyroid med filled in Nidraba, spelled backwards, and it was $10 a month. So it cost me, one time I got a couple prescriptions of Xanax that were $33, $39, and $0.44. It's like, maybe I need Xanax to live too. Maybe I used up all my time. I was just gonna say something about Larry Bader, and of course now I can't remember, and now it's irrelevant. Woodhaven.
Yeah, I see y'all. That, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. Now, before I go any further, I have a call from Mrs. Lauren and Shy Tom. And I'm going to preview those to make sure they don't have entries. But y'all in the contest. But anyway, don't fear not. They're coming. And let's see. What was I going to say? Oh, yes. You're talking about the insurance. Y'all, I'm going to tell you. Once you hit Medicare age, between now and the 15th of December, you will see why medical insurance is so expensive. Y'all, they spend it all on sending you leaflets and things in the mail. And y'all, it's just every day, five or six. Every day, I tell you. And Miss Bacon, sometimes a prescription of something sort of generic is definitely less expensive. But you know what's even less expensive for the GERD? Get you a half-gallon jug of the pickle juice. Just try it. Just try it. In fact, they've got just these little, it's like those energy shot drinks, you know, the little small containers of pickle juice. Just try one of those and see if that helps with your girdling. Big, fatty girdling? Yes, yeah. Before the time gets away, I need to do this. Y'all, the Laughing Buddha, you know, he's the number one fan of the BFO for 2025 and the official Spambassador. Y'all, $3.19 a gallon. And that's more expensive than Fat Acres, that's for sure. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. And if you're with relatives or friends, enjoy being with them and put things aside but also take care of yourself. Be thankful for yourself. So keep all that in mind, and just know Big Fatty is grateful that you're here and listening. Yes, Big Fatty, even if they're months behind, it's true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the old gal. Y'all, it's a tradition here on the Thanksgiving Day show. And old gal, what do you want to remind people about Big Fatty?
I love Big Fatty, and Big Fatty loves me to take a dump on my mother's turkey.
Oh, Big Fatty, he's replaced you from taking the dump. Well, turkey in, dump out.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.